Welcome to this edition of the Million Dollar Mastermind Podcast. This is where we pick the brains of high achievers from all walks of life and get their hard-earned, real-world insights on winning. I'm your host, Larry Wydell. Somebody's got to be there when it comes time to raise money for the new wing of the hospital or the library or the home for the kids and abused children and abused wives and the pregnant mothers with no husbands and domestic abuse survivors. And there's a world of need out there that goes beyond the government's ability to church down there in Palm Beach. They've got a whole campus of houses and neighborhoods for teenagers and then problem young people and for young couples or for people with health problems, disability. I mean, it's like they've got their own universe and every neighborhood has got specialized in a different thing, but they've got approval from the government to do that. May have a tax benefit or something, but they don't. The thing is, it's all supported from people in the congregation who believe in what they're doing. And so it's like, if being financially independent and accumulating money is so bad, which is what I won't say the political, I won't get into the political side that seems to think all of that's bad. But if you don't have some people that can accumulate some money, where are you going to go? And it's not just the people at the top. You can't take one crook, one wharf of Wall Street, and be down on every CEO on Wall Street because there's one wolf or there's one Bernie Madoff. There's always going to be a rotten egg. There's always going to be too many rotten eggs. But that doesn't mean all the eggs are rotten. And so you got to wake up and smell the roses. Do you want to be a have or do you want to be a have not? Now, if you're a have now, do you want to be a have for the rest of your life? And you want to have the pattern to your life, the approaches, the priorities to your life that's going to allow you to be in that the have position where you can be a position of strength to everybody in your family or community? Or do you want to be one of the weak sisters, one of the weak people who are going with a hand out? Right. It's like we have that choice, don't we, Bill? We don't have a lot of choices in between, do we?
No, we don't, Larry. I think I count it as a privilege to be able to train people, talk to people, encourage people to be financially independent, to have wealth, because they're not getting that message anyplace else, Larry. When I do my talks, as I do them in our training classes, people say, I've never heard anyone talk like this. No one talks like this. Where are they going to get this? If they're not going to get it from people like me and you, no, they're not going to read these books. They're going to read novels or they're going to watch too much TV. But I promise you this, that if you make up your mind to be financially independent, that's the only decision you have to make. Do you want anybody's thumb on you? All this will start making sense.
And you need to be strong enough to convinced of this on your own and get, again, this is where you need to think about who you're associating with, especially young people. You're associating with people, young people that are just spending the money, running around, looking for the good time. It has everything to do with, do you have a long-term look at life or a short-term look at life? How can I get through the weekend and have fun this weekend and spend the money? But there is going to be a life after this weekend, unfortunately, for all of us. And how are you going to pay for that? It's a matter of wisdom about your life. We're beating it to death, but I think we need to beat it to death because most people, you need to be aware, most people in your life, they're going to try and get you off of this. They're not right. Going to understand it. And so you need to protect yourself. Even if you want to be, if you want to do something great with your life, you got to do the same thing. That's why I interview people like yourself on here. So the people that want a different kind of life, want to move up, can hear the thinking behind people who actually achieve things, because you don't achieve things overnight. And that once you do achieve it, it's a matter of what you do after. What do you do after? And what we're talking about is getting thoughts in your mind that allow you to do smarter things after you get that promotion, get that business built, get to the point past which now you're making profits, you're showing some revenue, And now how are you going to use that thing rather than just spend it on a bigger vacation or just spend it expanding your business? A lot of times, Bill, people say, one reason they put it off is I'm going to spend it all on my business. I'm going to just comport back into my business and expand. Talk about that for a second.
Again, when they pour all back into their business, and what happens is when they're COVID or the business fails, you got to have a net worth outside of your business because that's where the liquidity comes in. You got to sell your business if you want any cash from it. Larry, you made some points here, and I want to repeat them. That a wealthy man will show you his big library about money and finance. A broke person will show you his big screen TV. A wealth-conscious person, a wealth accumulation plan, will tell you his goals for the next 30 years. A broke person will tell you his plan for this next weekend. So again, if you hang around with five broke people, you're soon going to be the sixth one. Who are you associating with? Who are you listening to? And too many people, they don't know anybody who's making money. They don't know anyone. That's what we do on a monthly basis. We have two guys sitting around having a cup of coffee, talking about money, having money, accumulating money, our money plans, our money disciplines. And one of the things we tell people, carry cash. You should always have $1,000 worth of cash on you at all times. I was with about five people one day. And I said, how much cash do you carry on you? None. Larry, they don't know what money is. Yeah. All they know is a piece of plastic. They don't know money. The direct deposit. Bills come out on them. They don't have to write a check. They don't know what money is. So how can they have a money consciousness if they don't know what money is and how money works and the economy? We have to take courses in college on a language, which is a waste. We ought to be taking economics classes, because we can always use that.
This is the biggest, you put your finger on, which you and I have talked about for decades, and that is the biggest omission in education is supposedly you're getting educated so you can go out into the world with a skill, develop a skill, make income, support yourself, be an independent, solid citizen, but they never teach you about making money.
That they don't.
Maybe speak a minute, a little bit more about the money game. It's more complicated to say life is a money game, but really to a large extent, you can reduce it down into the elements. A large part of life is the money game. And behind every decision, government decision, company decision, human decision, relationship decisions is money.
It's the economy, stupid.
And I'll tell you this, I knew this. I've watched this down through the year. It's when Michael Jordan went and played baseball. They won three championships, yep. And his dad died, and he had a dream, and his dad said it was okay to go play baseball. Always been a dream. BS. That's not why he went to be. You know why? Because they were paying him $3 million a year when people like Magic Johnson and Larry Bird were getting $25, $30. When he came back, you know how much they paid him? $30 million. If they paid him $30 million, he would have never gone to play baseball. And they would have probably had 10 championships. But the thing is, that's my theory anyway. Nobody knows. I can be sure of myself. Since nobody can prove me wrong. But the thing is that behind so many of these decisions is money. And so to a real extent, we're in a money game, but kids are not told that life is to a large degree a money game. When you start it, and that makes us weak. And so just speak what I want to wrap this up. I appreciate your time and all, but speak to that aspect of it.
Oh, Larry, again, it's not the economy. It's your personal economy that you should be worried about. Right. And you're right. And unless we start educating ourselves, honing down our mental skills regarding money, accumulating money, having money, by reading and associating with people, listening to podcasts like this one, getting on our podcast, our Zoom call. It's this, the 9th of February at 9 a.m. Central for 1 hour. And the call-in number is 214-676-3068. And its password is 123456. 214-676-3068. 123456 is the password. And it's the 9th of February, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Time. And everyone's welcome.
Thanks for putting that on, Bill. And we're going to wrap this up. Is there anything, you know, you want to add as a last word? That sounds as a pretty good last word. Was there any one last thought in your mind that you'd like to get on the recording here before we go?
Yes, to go on a money diet for the next 6 months. The only books that I want people to read are money books. Have a plan of going out and getting a $100 bill. Every month, adding a $100 bill to your wallet or your purse, because it's when your head is in your wallet, your purse, until you get $1,000 all the time carrying around. And so you start creating a money consciousness where you think about money. Start thinking about where you're putting your money. Stop using credit cards for the next 6 months and only use cash. And watch how your money accumulation mindset will change. Larry, that's it.
Thanks so much, Bill. This has been fantastic. Look forward to finding something for you and I to talk about again. We always have so much fun going through these things. And there's no deeper reservoir of wisdom on all of the subjects of wisdom than you, Bill. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you, everyone, for having me on. It's always a thrill. I love your podcast, Larry. Love it.
Thanks for listening to the Million Dollar Mastermind. If you felt there were any valuable takeaways from this episode, please take a minute and leave us a 5-star review. Your feedback is important and really helps us get the word out to a wider audience.